Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, he writes, "Even so, we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts." Have you ever considered who your audience is? Whom do you try to please? From whom do you desire applause and recognition? And we may not think about it much, but in a very real way, we're all performers. We perform routine tasks, we receive performance reviews from our employers, and we long to perform well academically or athletically or financially. As a result, we can have an overwhelming need to meet countless expectations, regardless of the appropriateness of those expectations. There is also the issue of so craving applause and approval that we seek it out at whatever cost. I mean, either way, we can easily fall into lives and way of living that are unmanageable and, frankly, unfulfilling. Paul really understood his audience. He knew for whom he was performing. It wasn't the civil authorities that so often sought to run him out of town. It wasn't even the fledgling band of Christians, new Christians that he helped to form and found around the Mediterranean world, his little churches. He didn't seem to seek the admiration of his peers or other religious teachers. Paul's audience was Jesus alone. Paul's singular desire was to please God. God's applause was the only affirmation Paul sought. Let's pray. Lord God, we can feel worn out from trying to please and impress a thousand different audiences, and it's overwhelming. Why do we set ourselves up with such expectations we can never meet? Lord, we ask that you would help us to be clear about whom we need to please, you and you alone. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.